It also refers to a female dog, wolf, fox, or otter. So don't assume the meaning of my words. I could have meant a lot of things by that. In other cultures, it means any number of things. One word can have a lot of meanings. It just depends on one's own meaning, one's interjecting, one's own injection. All right? All right. You are a bitch. You are an unyielding, hard as nails, tough, callous, rude, rigid bitch. And regardless of what you think, I mean by that I'm an observer. I don't judge. I observe. I notice. I communicate. And I share. Why bother having observations that you're not prepared to share? And I'm prepared. For the first time in my life. To share my observation with you and my concern. I am concerned. I'm here for my sister. I am concerned about your being a bitch, not judgmentally, not derogatorily, but compassionately. You've suffered the casualty of a divorce because, and I'm observing here, people don't want to stay married to a bitch. Hal didn't. That's precisely why he left you. He observed, he reacted. Now what can we do about this? Don't tell me you don't need anybody, because that is just negligence. You have needs too, and they must be addressed. It's your duty. And I'll help you. I am helping you. Your primary need, and I'm observing this now, is to take your waning social skills in hand and convert them as soon as you're able into something a little more agreeable. Because, well, you are your own worst enemy. Hal cared, he really did, but you just didn't see it. I'm not taking sides, but guy has a point. Now, if you're going to continue to be a bitch, my assessment of the situation is that it's not irrevocable, but you're going to have to walk. You're going to walk out while I am sharing my observations? Bitch! Ungrateful bitch!